Rooibos, which is farmed in the Western Cape, is said to be fast becoming one of the most attractive agricultural products to invest in. This has health enthusiasts embrace it as an alternative to more traditional tea. According to an industry body, there's a huge growth potential for the industry. Well, to share his insights, I'm joined on the line by Nikki Forster. He's spokesperson for the South African Rooibos Council. Nikki, you seem to suggest that rooibos tea is increasingly becoming more sexy. Tell us why there appears to be an increasing appetite for it.
Yes, no, what you say is absolutely correct. We've seen recently that it's growing in popularity, not only domestically, but also globally, and from different perspectives. And on one hand, because of the health benefits that, as we do more research, we find just more and more health benefits from rooibos. But then on the other hand, younger people these days want more choice, and rooibos is able to fill that gap, and it's really being used in many different ways these days, from cappuccinos to lattes to fruit-infused rooibos to cold, iced tea, and then even as an ingredient in cooking as a aiding in the taste of sauces.
Very versatile indeed. So is South Africa the only place in the world that grows rooibos? And if that's the case, what are bodies like yours doing to make the most of our comparative and or competitive advantage? And what markets are we currently penetrating so far?
Yes, no, South Africa is definitely the only place where rooibos can be grown. It's grown in the Western Cape, in the Cedarburg, Clan William, Sandveld region. So the rooibos council that's there to protect the brand of rooibos and also the industry has done a lot of work to try and protect the brand. So in 2014, we got as far as getting it recognized by the European Union as a geographic indicator, which means you can only call it rooibos if it's grown in the rooibos growing area in the Western Cape, which puts it on the same footing as champagne from France, as you would know.
Yes.
So we're definitely doing a lot of work to try and grow the brand, and a lot of the money from the research, from the Rooibos Council, we spend on research, exports growing. We export to more than 30 countries, but the five biggest export markets for South African rooibos is, Germany, USA, Japan, the UK, and then the Netherlands.
Very impressive. So is rooibos tea farming quite simple? Can it be done by small and large farmers alike? And to what degree are you seeing emerging farmers getting into that space?
Yes, no, we are seeing encouraging it. It's still not where we would like it to be from an emerging farming perspective, but it is relatively simple from the perspective of it's quite a hardy crop. So climate does play a role, but, compared to other agricultural commodities like, wheat and maize, the grains where you need certain amounts of rain at certain times, rooibos is... It can actually carry on for quite a while without rain. It just obviously needs rain when you plant it, but thereafter it's really quite a hardy crop. And you also only plant it, once every 3 to 4 years because the plant survives. It's a perennial crop that you start harvesting after 18 months, and then you can get up to the 4 year path. You can still get a crop from it.
So how did the various harvests perform during the drought period in the Western Cape?
Yeah, no, we definitely saw a decline in production. I would say from sort of 2013 to was the last, I'd say, relatively good crop. Thereafter, we could see every year that the drought started to play a role. And unfortunately, supply and demand, that then also plays in on the price of rooibos. But the outlook, at least for next year, is more positive. The Western Cape, as most people would know, had more of a normal season this year. So we're quite positive about the crop next year to be bigger and for us to be able to fulfill the demand that we have.
That's great. So what other sectors does the rooibos industry filter into where jobs are created?
Yeah, so obviously upstream and downstream, the whole value chain of rooibos is a creator of jobs. So in the primary sector on the farming side, and the work we done showed that estimated number of 8,000 farm workers would be involved in you know, in rooibos, and then you have the multiplier effect on that. Mm. And then downstream, you get processing then of rooibos to get it into the right format. And then you obviously get the packer branders of rooibos that ultimately puts the product on the shelf. So there's a whole value chain that lives off the production of rooibos. And, you know, the more we see it grow, the bigger it can be become a contributor to GDP and job creation in South Africa.
Mm. Well, this is some good news for a change, especially in the agricultural sector, an area where perhaps we'll see a boost. You say you're positive for next year, which is great.
Yes, no, we're really hoping for the best. And hopefully all the work we're doing on further research also yields some further benefits in terms of us being able to prove the real goodness of the product.
That was Nick Forster, spokesperson for the South African Rooibos Council.